Hello,
I'm Kimberly Kuhn, and I am one of the hosts of Facebook, Google, YouTube Scams with my sister, Mackenzie Kuhn. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of different scams that happen, pretty much starting with what happened to me recently in this past week. So stay tuned, and we'll start laying the tracks. Okay, now a word from our beautiful sponsor, Anchor. Hey, this is Kimberly Kuhn, and I'm back. So, normally I'd have put the old sponsor by Anchor in there, asking you to go to oursharespace.com, download the Anchor app, and then sign in, sign up, and it is the best, easiest podcasting app out there. It's free. It's very user-friendly, easy tools. Basically you don't need any minimum listenership to start earning money today. So pretty damn cool. However, I think I just did an ad. However, .. she said. However, I was conned this past week, and this wasn't over social media of all things. It was actually a person that lived in the house where I lived, a roommate that I was actually helping out. And boy, was I conned, you know? And everything about my brand is organic, grassroots, stay elevated, have integrity, positive intention, etc. But when the shit hit the fan, boy, did it. I pretty much lost almost everything, you know? Unexpectedly, truly unexpectedly. I guess some people think it's easier to fuck people over than to just do their job, you know? I was actually paying her rent, paying for food for her and her dogs, giving her clothes, bringing her to events so she can meet people to get a job, promoting her on my broadcasts and podcasts, and she just turned into a vicious hag and a hack. And while I was in jail, oh yeah, I forgot that. We'll talk about that actually after this next break. Okay. Bye. Hey. This is Kimberly Kuhn, co-host of Facebook, Google, YouTube Scams podcast. Right now I'm standing in for my sister Mackenzie Kuhn. She'll be joining us later, and we're talking about getting scammed. So just before we went to break, I let the cat out of the bag, and this 53-year-old grandma, white grandma, got thrown in the slammer last week by an ambulance chasing piece of work, that's for sure. And she's a gift that keeps giving. So, basically, I had asked her, so during, I had told her, because I knew she was unemployed. I mean, she sleeps like till one or two every day and doesn't do anything but complain. Claims to be some big Manhattan executive in the financial district, but frankly, I don't believe a damn word she says now, because she wasn't able to help me in any way with my site. And I told her if she would help with some, you know, administrative stuff, I'd pay her rent and help her out for the month and help her find a job, which I was doing. I took a vacation with my grandkids and daughters to celebrate the birth of my grandson. He's 1 year birthday, you know, as well as be together, because it was also close to the anniversary of my son's, Joshua Scott Harbison, his death. So, as you can imagine, pretty emotional, pretty raw. And over the weekend, she was supposed to just do some simple posts, and, you know, it was Super Bowl Sunday, so it's a really big day for us, for everybody, really, and she didn't do anything. Didn't do anything, didn't get a hold of me, didn't respond to any of the many messages that I sent, and I finally sent her one that said, you know, obviously you can't do it, just prorate and give me back my money, and I said the F word in the text, I definitely did. And I can show you that, but I was mad because my daughters were very upset that I had to sit there and work when I was on vacation with them. And I apologized for that later. But so I get home that night early, and Mackenzie and I took over, and we handled the business. But anyway, I had like a nice chat with Lori before I went to bed. Everything was fine. You know, of course, I'm a workaholic because I'm really in a hurry to get this income streams up for everybody, you know. And so then 6:30 the next morning, the most heinous, ugly, cruel text came from her, trying to trigger me by saying the most harsh things about my son and children and ridiculous things about me, and I was completely blindsided by it. I've never had anybody speak to me so cruelly, and I don't know where it came from. I mean, again, I didn't know she was a con artist. Just like, what in the devil just happened? It's really early in the morning, so I didn't have my usual crowd, you know, family and friends weren't awake. So I went online on Facebook and talked to you guys, and you helped me stop shaking and calmed me down. You know, I was good. And I packed some stuff because I had no intention of being anywhere near that house or her. And I sent a copy of what she had written to me to my landlord. So, I mean, he has a lovely daughter and just doesn't want drama. And I wanted him to be aware of what had just happened. So so I sent it to him. And when I was calm enough, I went to his door, knocked on it, and told him he needed to read what I sent him. At that time, Lori decided to come out of her room with the camera in her hands, walking towards me. So, I mean, who walks out of the room with a camera in their hand? It's all pretty. What's her motivation? Why would she send that and then have a camera ready? That's insane. So, I told her to step back. And she was getting in my face, and I don't know. At the end of the altercation, because Fabian was got in the way, she faked getting hit you know, oh, she's like the worst actress ever. She had the camera, and if I would have touched her, it would have been on the camera. It's not. It wasn't. I didn't touch her. Yet I had a bloody chin, and I'm still not, you know what I mean? I don't know. You don't cry wolf for something so stupid, right? And I was just, again, went into my room to talk to my brother and daughter, just calm down so I could drive. And she decided now was the time to call the police. What she said to them is anybody's guess, but I know she asked my sister about a gun. So that probably was in the call. I can't prove it. I don't know. But, wow, where do you hear what they did? All right, I'm going to take a short break. Bye. Friends, viewers, contributors, collaborators, colleagues. I'm out of them. Please be a part of my podcast. I want to know what you guys think. You want to talk? You know, how can I get better if you don't give me input? So please click on the link and be my buddy. We'll get you on. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, so listen, I need you to help me build this income stream as fast as possible, exponential growth, by listening and sharing with your viewership, and I will show you how fast we can do it. I am building a whole our share space, super unity podcasting community where we'll all be sharing our viewerships, listening and sharing, and everybody will make good money. So it is that win-win, but I need to get this up fast and prove to people that this will work. And the only way it's gonna happen is if you guys help me. So please. I don't ask for money, I don't ask for anything. I'm building you a safe world. Please do this for me. Listen and share. Thank you.